Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. Arisha, you know when there's a couple that you love and you're just waiting and waiting and waiting for them to get engaged?
Oh, yeah. It's just like, put a ring on that finger already.
Seriously. And that's how a lot of people feel about Britney Spears and her boyfriend, Sam Asghari.
Yeah, exactly. We just want Britney to have what she wants and deserves.
Right. And she pretty much told us exactly what that is in her epic Insta post Sunday. She said, quote, "And for women who say it's weird the way I still have hope for fairy tales, go F yourself."
Yep, that pretty much covers it. But reportedly, Britney's conservatorship makes it impossible for her and Sam to get engaged and make that fairy tale actually happen.
Right, but that's not the end of the story. The princess of pop was spotted wearing something on a certain finger yesterday.
Oh, yeah. A rebel for love.
Yes. And it has everyone wondering, are Britney and Sam finally going to get their happily ever after?
I mean, I hope so. And I would love an invitation to that wedding.
Right, me too. I'll help set up chairs or whatever. I don't care. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. Today is Tuesday, July 20th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily. All right, Arisha, let's do something super wild and pretend you're a barista at Starbucks.
Oof, okay.
You're in your green apron, manning the drive-thru, you know, taking orders, swiping cards. The espresso machine is steaming away. The next customer pulls up and it's Britney freaking Spears and her boyfriend, Sam Asghari.
So I would label her cup lucky, and then I'd be like, I got to get in this car with you and save you. Definitely is what I would do.
This is a frappuccino for a girl named Lucky. So this did happen to a barista at an LA Starbucks yesterday. Unfortunately, he did not jump in and rescue her, though.
No, but I will say he ended up taking a killer photo. I know we both saw the picture. Yeah. The paparazzi shot of his reaction to seeing Britney in the car. And I just feel like it represents anybody's reaction in that situation.
Yeah. I mean, somebody get an interview with him, stat. Get this guy on 2020. So they're grabbing what looked like a refresher and a frappuccino and, you know, some snacks for the hot LA day. Mm-hmm. Pretty normal, except the paparazzi who snagged the photos of them going through the drive-thru caught something very interesting as Britney grabbed their drinks.
Yeah, so in the photos taken by the Daily Mail, Britney's reaching out of her car window, and obviously we're dealing with paparazzi telephoto lenses, so it's super blurry, but there's definitely something on her left-hand ring finger. And while we aren't jewelers, it looks like it's a diamond ring, and of course has everyone wondering, did Sam finally pop the question?
Yeah. So Britney and Sam obviously haven't publicly commented on these latest rumors, but we know that Britney has said she wants to marry and start a life with Sam.
Yeah. And thanks to meanie Jamie Spears, she hasn't been able to yet.
Meanie. I love that. So Britney and Sam met back in 2016 when she was filming the music video for her song Slumber Party, and Sam was cast as her love interest.
Right. So when they met, Sam was 22, Brit was 34, and he says he had butterflies meeting her. Mm. And they hit it off talking about how much they loved sushi, which, wow, that's how. I just love that he's like, we talked about sushi. Like, that's this huge, like, profound conversation.
I mean, in L.A., no one's talking about sushi. So that's
true.
Groundbreaking.
That's true. Yes. They exchanged phone numbers and they were Instagram official a few months later. And as we all know, they've been together ever since.
Yeah. So let's just dive in a little bit to the backstory of Britney's love life. Mm-hmm. as we all know, she was famously with Justin Timberlake in the early 2000s.
Those jean matching outfits.
Oh, God.
Never forget those.
Please, God, I've tried. So then she got engaged to her former agent at one point.
Yeah, she was married to her childhood pal, Jason Alexander, for a few days. And then she ended up marrying Kevin Federline for a little bit longer, about 2 years. And as we all know, he's the father of her two sons, Sean and Jaden.
Right. And you can hear more about this on the Free Britney series on Even the Rich.
Oh, well done. Marketing is going to love you for that.
Honestly, to me, I'm hopeful. It seems like Britney's kind of found her person in Sam. You know, about a week ago, she posted pictures of the two of them on a hike, and she was like, he looks like such a dad.
Yeah. And she sounds like such a mom.
Truly. So a source told OK Magazine that Britney's wanted to marry Sam forever, but they had to wait. And as we know, Britney told the world why in her court testimony last month.
Yeah. During the testimony, Brit called her conservatorship abusive, and she said that she hasn't been allowed to get married or have kids with Sam, meaning they took it super far to the point where she said that she'd been forced to have an IUD.
Right. So, listen, I'm not saying this is true at all, but we do have to mention that just a few weeks ago, TMZ reported that both her dad, Jamie, and her personal conservator, Jody Montgomery, denied that they're restricting Britney's ability to get married.
Right. And to that, I'll say a lot of guilty people sitting in prison have denied doing the things that they've done. And yet they're guilty.
Yeah, they didn't deny that IUD.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So apparently, though, conservators don't really have legal authority to block conservatees from getting married or having a baby. So we don't know what's true, but I'm going to go with what my gut is telling me, and it's free Britney.
Yes. So what we do know is that Britney's new attorney, Matthew Rosengart, has something to say about all of this.
Yeah. So outside the Los Angeles Superior Court yesterday, he said, quote, my firm and I are moving aggressively and expeditiously to file a petition to remove Jamie Spears unless he resigns first.
I would love to see Jamie Spears resign. Like, just tears running down his smug face.
I'd wait for pigs to fly because there's just no way this guy is stepping down.
Seriously. So, you know, no conservatorship. That means there's no roadblock to Brit getting her fairy tale. But whatever the case, I mean, it definitely looks like Britney's got a rock on her ring finger.
Yeah. 2021 is going to be the year of Britney Spears, and I'm here for it.
Oh, same. So, do you think we're going to get wedding bells soon?
I really hope. I mean, I think we could be the bartenders if she just gives us a chance.
I'll put together a beautiful drink menu. I have great editing skills. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.